This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, Griffin here. Before each show, we make up a couple brief scenarios, the guest chooses one to do, and the rest is improv. None of these deaths are in any way based on any real-life deaths, because who would do that? Theme song! Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Yes.
And never brought to mind?
Yes.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Yes.
And days o' lang syne?
Yes.
Yeah, some spoken word for 2016.
Cool, man. You were thinking of doing poetry nights for a time.
Give me some snaps. A E I O. Okay, I got it. I know who you're thinking of.
Sometimes Y. The guy named Y.
I wonder, I don't know in the game of snaps what Y counts as. You know what? We shouldn't talk about this.
I think it's not a vowel because there's a lot of...
All right, I don't want to speak any more about this never can tell game.
No, but I'm just saying there's a lot of ways you can do it without it needing to be a vowel.
Just don't use anyone with Y in their name.
I also do that.
Hi, it's Kill to Death.
Hi, as always, we're playing snaps. We're reading out lyrics to songs. You know how the show goes.
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Steve.
We'll play snaps. We'll solve a murder.
If we have time.
First, though, we've got a fun game.
Oh, really?
And it can be a little embarrassing. It's pretty funny, though.
Okay.
You want to take out your phone. We're going to take out our phones here. And it's the last thing that we Googled.
Oh, so embarrassing.
And you gotta say it no matter what it is.
So embarrassing.
Go ahead, Steve.
All right. In Safari or Chrome?
In the Google app.
In the Google app. Okay. Oh, my. Do I have to say it?
No.
Okay. You do yours.
Okay. It's Yahoo. I Googled Yahoo because I wanted to get there to search up some
porn. You were like, Yahoo.
Yahoo. Time to look at porn.
You Google Yahoo porn because you love like really exciting. It's like, woo!
Well, yeah, I don't want you to be bored.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, you'd Google boring porn.
Is that what it says in yours?
Oh.
I did get you to say it. All right, what's the second last thing?
Second last thing I Googled? I Googled Yahoo porn, realized it was not for me, and then Googled boring porn. The drier, the better. I just like... The wit, I mean. The dialogue.
Yeah, well, I Googled desert porn.
Oh, that's some of the best.
Some of the driest.
Definitely the driest.
This is weird, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, it was pretty...
We've said porn too much.
It was pretty goofy. It was pretty embarrassing. But I think all the listeners had fun, you know, taking a little peek into our personal
lives.
You
guys at home, you can play this with yourselves. Look at the last thing you Googled. Isn't that fun?
And then be a guest on our show and tell us about it.
The victim, Ryan Sticks, found dead in a tank in an aquarium. Today's guest, Dolores Bin Laden, employee of the aquarium. Dolores, welcome.
Yes, thank you. My name is Dolores Bin Laden. It's very nice to be here.
Now, first things first, I suppose we should ask any relation.
To Dolores Umbridge.
To Dolores Umbridge, that is the fictional witch from the Harry Potter series. Yeah. No. No, I am a real woman.
And
I think that's evident.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You are very welcome.
We appreciate that. And
we appreciate the heavy breathing as well.
Yes, I'm sorry. I have a glandular issue.
I don't want to get too personal, but what is the specific issue?
The issue is that I'm missing several glands, and they are nowhere to be found. It is a real mess. My life is in turmoil.
Oh, okay.
Next question, please.
Next question. What do you do at the aquarium?
I am what's known as a feeding buffer. feeding buffer. That is a technical aquarium term, an aqua term.
Aqua term.
Basically, my employer sends me out to various lakes and small bodies of water, and I go fishing with my mouth like a bear. And I will rummage up for any trout, some small bass, and I'll bring it all into a bucket and bring it back to the aquarium, cut it up. Then I get my wetsuit on, they throw me right into the aquarium with the sharks, and that's when the frenzy begins.
Well, I'd love to hear more about this frenzy.
Well, it's the frenzy really comes from the sharks mistaking me for other sharks.
Small bass.
Other sharks, but they sense a weakness in me.
Right.
They know I don't have the heart of a shark. And sometimes it gets ugly.
Well, that's a glandular issue there.
Everything can be traced back to my glandular issues, and I'd appreciate some sensitivity on the subject.
Absolutely. It's not that kind of show. We're here to We're not here to judge. We're here to solve a murder. We're all in this together.
Oh, yes, right.
Yes, and
Ryan.
So, Ryan's
Oh, yeah. Ryan.
Oh, you knew Ryan.
I knew his name was Ryan.
Oh, that's
And I'm a very dramatic person.
Well, we pieced that together.
No, of course.
And
he was found in one of the tanks?
He was found. I was actually the one to discover him.
Which tank?
This was Tank A.
And what's normally in Tank A?
Tank A is where we only have the one tank, so everything is in there. It's a real mess. We've really thrown off the whole ecosystem of the water world.
You got tropical fish in there. You got fresh water fish in
there. I don't actually know the different types of fish. I know there are sharks because I've been bitten several times. And then everything else is just there's a lot of colors. There's a lot of fins. There's a lot of just going left and right.
There's a lot of them that have been in your mouth, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm allowed to eat anything that the shark does not eat. Any of the innards or things that he will vomit up. That is on the table for Dolores.
I'm sorry. What I'm going to do is just ask you to back away from the mic a little bit, because I've been playing with these levels this whole time. And
I'm sorry about that. That won't happen again. I'm very excited to be here.
I know, I can tell, and thank you. We appreciate it. We're excited to have you.
Thank you.
This is the best circumstance.
Well, not for Ryan.
What?
I'm sorry.
Sounds like a gland.
The glands.
You're missing glands.
You never really realize how important they are until you're coughing up blood in a podcast.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Absolutely.
Song about glands.
Or Ryan.
He didn't know what he had till it was gone, and colon his life.
He still doesn't know it's gone.
Oh, you're right. Well,
maybe wherever he is.
Wherever he is.
He's inside the belly of a shark, possibly.
He was eaten by a shark.
After the autopsy was done, they were trying to figure it out. They said, we can't solve this murder. Let's give him to Barry the shark.
So one of the sharks is Barry.
I assume so. That's what the coroner told me.
You don't know the sharks.
No, I, he's a medical professional. I'm going to trust the man's word.
Yeah, he knows the sharks. Okay, so it did go to a coroner, this body.
The body, yes, it was found. I found him floating when I was feeding some sharks.
Yep.
And I said, hey, that's not a shark.
No.
That's a human man. But so. he's not waving back. He's not waving back to me.
So you're waving to
I
Ryan.
Was waving. You don't see too many human men in the aquarium during the feeding
in
frenzy.
In the shark tank.
Correct.
But you do sometimes.
I did one time, and it was dead man named Ryan.
Oh, this is the first time. Okay.
This is the first time. Correct.
Did you know Ryan?
I had seen him around.
Yeah.
I had seen him around a little bit. Not really my cup of tea.
No.
No.
So he was a patron of this. What's the aquarium that you work at?
It's called Bill's Fishies. Bill's Fishies Palace. I'm sorry, it's a palace.
It is a palace.
It is
Bill royalty.
It is a palace. It is the former residence of a dethroned sheik. He was executed. He was very much decapitated.
And how long ago was this?
The property went completely devalued. And so this is all within the last, I want to say, 3 months and then 7 years on top of that. So 7 years and 3 months.
Oh, 3 months and 7 years.
Yep. Yes. And then, the house was cleared out. There was a squatting problem for quite some time.
No one could squat.
Yeah, people
no
go to
one
the gym.
Could squat. No one could squat. No one could use the Sheik's gym due to his decapitation, as I mentioned earlier.
So the Sheik's gym was off limits.
It was off limits. And then they had one of those police auctions. And here comes Bill. And Bill's like, you know what? This looks like a great place for a large amount of water.
Bill had more water than he knew what to do.
This guy, oh God, don't even get me started with this guy with his water.
It's too much.
Oh, so much water. But everything happens for a reason.
And Bill just purchasing this palace.
Yeah.
One of those things.
And suddenly, I'm not living in the woods anymore. They let me sleep in the janitor's closet.
Yeah, how did you get this job?
So you are a woods person.
I used to perform various non-sexual and some very sexual acts for the Sheik.
But while still living in the woods.
Still living in the woods, yes. He had very strict boundaries. They had a whole organization going on there, which I was not privy to.
Come to the palace, then you'd go back to the woods.
I would show up. They would send out a pigeon, a courier pigeon. And the pigeon would poop near me or mostly on me. And I would say, okay, time to go to work.
So you'd stroll out of the woods.
I would sprint as fast as I could. It's horrifying in there.
Why did you choose to live in there?
For the same reason I chose to be missing all of these glands, you monster. It was not a choice. My life has been very difficult. I believe I mentioned that already.
That's true. Sorry. So you run covered in bird shit out of the woods.
Speckled in bird shit.
A dash of bird shit.
Yes, I have been dabbled in bird shit. But I would not say, if you saw me coming out of the woods, you would not say, that woman has a ton of bird shit on her. You would say, oh my God, this is a horrible scenario. I am witnessing this poor monstrosity of a woman. Somebody help her. Also, there is a little bit of bird shit on her.
But that's not the first thought.
That's not, it's the third or the fourth thought after how monstrous I look. All of the time.
I wasn't going to say anything.
That's very polite of you, Griffin. Thank you so much.
Well, we won't get into your job with the Sheik. We're more interested in
so getting your job. I repressed most of those memories, so that is for the best.
How did that kind of translate into you working at the aquarium?
Well, after Bill, got the winning bid in.
How much water did he bid? I assume he was bidding.
Oh, he actually used money.
Oh, he bought it with money.
Yeah, he filled it with water.
One of my favorite currencies.
But water, yes, money was the preferred currency of the FBI at the time. At the time, they no longer sought water. They can't do much with it.
FBI
they are
water.
Not the Coast Guard.
So,
may I continue?
Yep.
Go ahead.
So, Bill is filling out the paperwork. I'm on my way back to the woods, and he says, hey, what is that? And I turned around, and he said, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought that was a boulder, a rolling boulder. And I said, no, my name is Dolores Bin Laden. There is no relation between me and horrible monster of a terrorist, Osama Bin Laden. No relation whatsoever. It's very nice to meet you. And he said, okay, my name is Bill.
Hired you right after that sentence.
He's like, you've got moxie, and I like that. Would you like to come and go hunting for fish with your mouth? And I said, absolutely, Bill. I'm the woman for the job.
And now you're sleeping in the janitor's closet at the aquarium.
I've been granted, by the good graces of Bill, there is a 3-foot by 3-foot janitor closet, which
spacious.
Is... Oh, I feel like I'm living in... I feel like I'm back at the Sheik's mansion, to be honest.
Well, you're only 2 feet by 2 feet, so that
I
works
am
out
a
great.
Very petite woman.
But I would have said petite boulder, but yeah, I guess, woman.
Well, I think he was just being polite.
By calling you a boulder.
By calling me a very small boulder.
Oh, right.
When in reality, I would actually be confused for a medium-sized boulder at best.
So you're living in this janitor's closet. You had met Ryan before. You said he's not your cup of tea. When did you meet Ryan?
That's a good
question. I met Ryan actually on my first day of work. So this is going back a few months. I met him on my first day.
Hunting or at the aquarium?
No. I had just walked in. I reeked like trout. And he said, "Something smells terrible." And I said, "That's me, Dolores Bin Laden." And he said, "It's very nice to meet you. My name is Ryan. I have a feeling I will be horribly murdered one day under suspicious circumstances." And I said, "It's very nice to meet you."
And so, did that ever come up again?
That was the only time we spoke.
Oh, that's the only time you ever...
I saw him around from time to time.
Yeah. And based off that, he wasn't your cup of tea, based on him predicting his murder.
No, that seemed like a big fuss.
Like a power play.
Like a power play, yeah. He's trying... I don't know if he wanted to cut into my turf. You know, the trout are dwindling. We all know that. There have been signs.
Well, you know better than anyone.
You've been the cause.
I'm providing for a whole aquarium.
Well, just the sharks.
One big old tank full of sharks.
No, not just the shark. There are many species within Tank A, which is our only tank.
What else do you... Oh, so the whole palace is just one big tank now.
It's one big room submerged in water.
So do people have to swim into this aquarium?
You know, that's a good question. I've never been on the outside. I come in from a tunnel underground. There is a hole that I have dug through several lakes, through several small quarries. And it takes me right up into the shark tank.
And other species.
I would not be able to confirm that theory for you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Ride those levels.
What else is it? If you notice me being a little more quiet than normal this episode, I've got things to deal with.
I come on very strong sometimes.
You just do you. I will manage.
We'll all do ourselves.
Yeah. So what other species are in Tank A? You mentioned it wasn't just sharks.
Okay. I'm not very good with
some don't last
with the terminology, and most of them are eaten rather immediately by the sharks. So I know that there are sharks. There are three hammerhead sharks,
right?
Like you see in the movies. I only watch movies about sharks. There are, I want to say, water dog. A water dog, is that? Can we confirm that?
Well, we're the aquarium experts here. Yes.
Can you get your team? Yep. Your team on it? Your crack team?
Our crack team? We're too busy doing cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got that.
Oh, God. Oh. There goes another gland.
Where are your glands?
I apologize.
There's one on the floor right now.
The rest?
Hold on. Let me just get back. Okay.
Pop a gland back.
I can't be afforded to be losing glands all over the place.
No.
Not like the rest of us.
No.
I got glands to spare, but...
That's very braggadocious of you.
Sorry, do you want some of our glands?
You know, I think I'm too proud.
That's fair.
I'm too proud.
You're not a charity case.
No. No, the good Lord saw it to give me several less glands than the average human woman. And here I am, I'm Dolores, hear me roar.
Oh, can I hear your roar?
The roaring is mostly glandular-based.
Not bad.
That was pretty good, right? I don't get, because of the glands, as I've explained, I don't get the full energy that a normal roar from a lion or even a lioness.
A fully glandulared lioness.
Absolutely. Your science is top notch. Top notch.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. What a sweetheart.
I would love to know
where
you talked to Ryan.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. If you've never been anywhere other than the tunnels and in the tank.
You come up through the tunnel, you're in the tank. Mm-hmm. Where was Ryan that you could have this chat with
this
him?
This was actually through the tank.
Oh, okay.
He was in the gift shop. He was purchasing a pack of peanut M&Ms. And I banged on the window furiously. Furiously. I said, "Throw them in here. Throw them in here." And he starts laughing, he starts whipping them at the glass. They won't go through, you know how peanuts are. they don't go through. So I'm sitting there, but I don't know. My perception is all out of whack because of the glands. So he's throwing venom, and I'm jumping all over the place trying to catch these loose M&Ms. They're not even coming inside the tank. The sharks are mocking me all over the place.
And then you said, "Nice to meet you." He said,
and then I said, "It's very nice to meet you."
And he said,
"Please,
may I
have
Ryan.
Some M&Ms?" And he said, "I'm Ryan.
I have a premonition I'm going to be murdered.
I have a premonition I'm going to be murdered. There are no more M&Ms. I apologize."
So you have a love for M&Ms, peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&M's, M&M Crispies,
wow.
M&M Minis, which have been discontinued.
Wait, are there no more M&M Minis?
I do not believe so.
I remember.
At least not at the bottom of several lakes.
Oh, so you have never traveled really outside of your tunnels and lakes.
I feel more comfortable in a very closed off, water-based environment.
But you do have to leave the tank, go to the janitor's closet.
I do go to the janitor's closet every night.
Several miles away from the palace.
Several miles away. Not within screamshot of the palace. None of your screams will be heard.
What about roars?
None of my roars will be heard, certainly.
And not even a lioness.
No, and I would thank you not to bring that up again, Griffin. Please.
You're welcome.
No. I think you misunderstand. Anyways, please continue.
So I'm curious, where's the janitor's closet? What building is this a part of?
The janitor's closet is in a small bunker about 40 miles east of the palace. This is where I believe the Sheik referred to it as the place where we decapitate infidels. I believe that was his terminology.
Right.
I'm just
there now that the world is Sheikless?
Well, now there is my home sweet home, you might say.
Oh, you get the whole bunker?
I get the whole bunker, the whole 353 bunker.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm trying. It's of course, yeah. It's a shed if you want to be specific about it, but I don't. I want to make it as warm of a concept as possible.
They still have the beheading equipment?
Oh yeah, it's all there. I don't make a fuss about things. There's some bloody knives and some bloody katanas around.
Heads.
There's a loose head here or there. Who am I? What am I? The president?
Yeah, you don't need
no.
Any kind
I don't
of
need
luxury.
That.
No. You know,
besides,
you're a
it's nice
woman.
To have company with some severed heads sometimes.
Yeah, it sounds like there's really no one else in your life.
Well, I've got my heads. I've got my heads every once in a while.
Yo, you spoke to Ryan once.
I did. I spoke to,
spoke to Bill once.
Yeah.
Bill
and
one
Bill
time.
Bill got you the job.
So between Bill and the one conversation with Ryan and the several conversations a day I have with severed heads, I'd like to think I have a pretty active social life.
Well, to follow up on that, is there any other, or sorry, are there other any employees that do the kind of job that you do, or are you the only one out there?
No, I'm a bit of a rogue agent.
So you're not supposed to be doing this.
I'm not. It's kind of like a playful wink. Like, hey Dolores, don't go and pillage the waters of our town. Of trouts and possible M&M minis.
Oh, sorry, which town is this?
This is a town that is actually not on the map. It's not on the map. Some people
Fort
may
Minor?
Think of it. No, it's that Fort Minor is on the map. It's not on the. There's no English word for this town.
Windsor.
Yes, it is Windsor.
Yeah, they don't put that on maps anymore.
No, they just stopped, I think it was 6 months ago. They said, enough of this. Enough already. We've seen enough.
No one can pronounce this stupid word.
Right.
Take it off the maps.
Right. And they removed it from all geographical dictionaries.
Which is what a lot of people call maps.
Yes.
Geographical dictionaries.
Yes, I'm a simple woman.
Boulder.
Correct. I'm a simple woman and I'm a very complicated boulder.
So, did Ryan appear to be injured? Did he have...
Oh, yes.
Any signs that he was attacked by a shark? Did it look like that might have been the case?
No, I've seen a lot of shark attacks. I've been attacked upwards of 12 times by sharks.
You've seen yourself.
So I've seen, I've seen limb taken, limb reattached if the shark is feeling
surgical.
Benevolent or surgical, yes. No, so he had all of his limbs. They were all in the correct place. As I mentioned, he had a bag of peanut M&Ms. They looked delicious. I don't know if that's relevant to his death. But he seemed very nervous. He's constantly turning his head around.
Oh, well, alive?
While alive, yes. That's true, because a severed head, as I would know, is much better for turning around. You can go the full 360 degrees. Thank you very much.
But you need you to do it.
Well, you need to move the head. You need an appendage. You need somebody to be twirling the head around. The head on its own cannot create the momentum necessary for a full 360 degrees.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad
we agree.
The logistics of severed head movement.
You brought it up, buddy.
False. He did.
Hey.
I would never.
You two look exactly the same to me.
That's fair.
You look like rocks.
Do you have poor eyesight, though, Dolores?
Pardon me?
How's your hearing?
My what? My eyesight?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yes, my eyesight sounds terrific. Thank you.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. We're going to regroup. We're going to come right back, and we're going to figure out what exactly happened to Ryan Styx.
I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
And we are back. Hello.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back.
Dolores, you still with us?
I am very much present. Thank you.
Still talking murders. Still talking with Dolores. And, oh. Do you hear a faint dripping?
What was that?
Well, I'll direct my questions to Griffin.
Okay, I'll sit here quietly.
That's why we asked you on.
Do you hear that? The faint, like...
Oh, well, now I do. Here, go closer to the mic. Oh, yeah, I hear the dripping.
Uh-oh. I think you got a leak.
Oh, wait. Oh.
In Waveform Studios, I think there's a leak, and that's not...
We have an aquarium on the floor above us.
You don't... I'll go up and talk to them.
Is this it? Is this how it ends? I'm ready for death.
Sorry, I know it's kind of rude to ask. How old are you, Dolores?
Steve,
you can go fix the leak.
I am either 62 years old, or I'm a buxom 14-year-old. There's no way to scientifically prove this.
How long have you felt like you've been alive for?
I feel like I've been a 14-year-old girl for about 51 years.
So that would be 65? Yeah, okay. That does check out.
Sure. Age, what is age, you know? It's a number, and then usually another number, and I don't really understand numbers too well, so I just lie about my age.
Oh, so I see why you say you're 14 and 65, because you think it's two different numbers.
I figure I'll hit somewhere in the middle, and then people will still want to talk to me.
I can't see anyone who wouldn't want to talk to you, Dolores.
No, you are such a delight. Such a delight.
Want to sit on my lap for the rest of this?
I would absolutely love to sit on your lap for the rest of this and possibly even longer.
Great, yeah, so you can just talk right into my ear from now on.
I apologize for my sexual undertones.
Oh, they are overt.
Oh, you are a sweetheart. You're a little rascal.
Oh, someone's drumming their fingers lightly on a counter. Hello?
Speak up, son. Hello.
Oh, is this your son?
Bill.
Yeah, it's me.
Sorry, I thought you were a little boy.
No, you know me.
Right.
And where?
From work.
You are Bill's from Bill's Fishies.
Yeah, Bill's Fishies Palace open.
In the flesh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Bill.
That's right, it's me. And you, you're not at work today, Dolores, I noticed.
No, I mentioned I was taking a personal day to solve a horrible murder.
Yes, there's a murder in my very tank, right?
That is the tank I am referring to, yes.
Tank A, okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Ryan Sykes, and hopefully we can solve his murder.
I'm sorry?
Oh, Ryan Styx. Sorry, not Ryan Sykes.
Psych!
Well, he did like pranks with peanut M&Ms.
Yes, he was always quite the prankster in the one time I saw him.
Throwing them against the glass. Always throwing them. Anyways, it's a madhouse down there without you today.
No, you're very sweet to say that. I never really know how important I am, but it's nice to hear. It's nice to hear.
But legitimately, things have gone horrible since you left. everything is chaos.
Well, there was a murder, so...
Well, yeah, so we closed down for a few days, but we're open again once we drained it of all the blood and then put new water.
New blood?
How are the sharks? Do they miss me? Do they miss Dolores?
Well, they started eating each other because they didn't have you there to know.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. No.
How are the water dogs?
The water dogs are doing just swimmingly. Just a little joke.
That is hilarious.
Thank you, Dolores. You always appreciate my jokes.
I love comedy.
I know, you're a big fan of comedy.
What's your favorite joke?
My favorite joke is my bitch of an ex-husband, Morty.
You were married.
Do you hear that, Morty? Are you an active listener? Do you subscribe to the podcast, Morty?
Morty is our only listener.
Well, that is very serendipitous, gentlemen.
So we are trying to figure out the murder of Ryan Sykes Sticks.
Right. So you need him. You need me here. You need her here. What?
Well, I need her here, and I'm sure you could be a help as well, Bill.
All right. You want me to stay and help with this?
Yeah, I'm sure it would get it done quicker, and then you can have Dolores back.
Yes. All right. We can do that.
So, did you know Ryan previously?
Ryan frequented the aquarium. Certainly, it always. Everyone. Most people would enter through the entrance, and he'd enter through the gift shop. It was very unorthodox.
How would he exit?
Back through the same gift shop. And
that sounds familiar.
He'd come, and he'd browse for hours in that gift shop, and he'd...
Bill, tell him about the M&Ms. The boy loved the M&Ms.
He loved the M&Ms.
See? Do you hear Bill? Bill, tell him again. Tell him again about the M&Ms.
He loved the M&Ms.
I can't make this stuff up, folks. M&Ms are real.
And he loved them, so he'd buy a pack, certainly, but sometimes he'd buy a mug that would have his name on it, and a little shark on the side. We had custom name mugs, but we only had very strange names. So.
Bill, like Bill is a real force in the mug game. You need a mug, you go to Bill.
Well, yeah, nice to say that, but as I said, we get most of the leftover shark mugs from larger aquarium corporations, and so we get a lot of Ryans.
Oh, you're an indie palace?
Oh, yes, privately owned just by me, and there's only four employees, so...
There's four employees.
Yes, I have a girl, Stephanie, who works the ticket booth at the front.
Okay.
Total slut.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
You are clenching your fists.
I'm very emotional
and
right
punching
now.
Punching them into Bill.
I'm very emotional, and I don't know if this is relevant, but my bitch of an ex-husband, Morty, was found with Stephanie. I found them in my former residence. They were just out in the woods. And I said, Morty, take a good look. This is the last time you're ever going to touch this magnificent boulder.
But you still let him touch you.
Well, yes, it was a very empty threat. I am a very attentive woman.
Okay, so we have Stephanie, Dolores, and two more?
Oh, right, yes. Well, there's Allison who works in the gift shop, of course.
Of course.
And then...
I can confirm.
How's she?
Well, she's not a big slut bag like Stephanie. But she also did cuckold me with Morty several times. But she's a sweetheart, so I don't mind.
And she sells the hell out of those mugs.
Excellent.
She knows how to sell a mug. Even if it's not your name, you'll walk out of
she'll
there.
She'll convince
you'll
you
walk
that it
out
is.
Of there
what,
with
what,
a mug.
What's your name? Bridget? You look more like an Isabel. Here you go. Enjoy the mug. That's $19.95.
Those are some strange names on those mugs.
Absolutely.
You get a lot
like
of
we
Saeeds.
Said, these are not being made in-house. These are being borrowed. I'm winking rapidly right now. Borrowed from larger aquariums.
Yes. Now, do you have tunnels that say go to these aquariums? And you can
I've had tunnels
stock?
All over the city.
So you go into these aquariums, do you grab them with your mouth as well?
Look,
all the
I
mugs?
Just tunnel up, I come up in the floor, I say, oh, it's a bigger aquarium. Well, lucky me. There are times when it's not an aquarium. There's a time when it's a residence, and the authorities are called, and I have to rummage back down into the sea.
And we have a fourth employee. We've got Stephanie, yeah, Allison, and Dolores.
If you're not satisfied with the mug selection, you can legally change your name to one of the mugs that we have.
So you have a lawyer present
on
site.
There's a notary on staff.
Yep.
Correct.
Who just stands behind Allison, and if she can't upsell them a mug, then perhaps we can interest you in a name change.
Yes.
Bill's Fishy's Palace and name changes.
And notary,
well,
correct.
Only if you get the mug. We're not just handing out name changes for anyone who doesn't
want a mug.
We
still advise that you go to the county clerk's office for such requests.
That's right.
Unless you would like to have your name with a fishy on it, and it's not your name, then you come over to Bill.
Yep, that's
He'll
the motto.
He'll treat you right.
Catchy. So, did any of these employees, did you notice any kind of relationship between them and Ryan?
Well, obviously, Allison was spending a lot of time.
Oh, sweetheart.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, she knew Ryan well. He'd often come in and get the peanut M&Ms and
maybe a mug.
And eventually, she was always trying to upsell him on a mug, and he was stubborn. So he bought a few. He bought a couple. And eventually just changed his name.
So what was his name before Ryan?
Well, it used to be Sykes, and he changed the Sykes to Sticks, or whatever we were talking about earlier.
That's right. He changed the Sykes to Sticks because we got a lot of Sticks mugs in.
Yeah.
Because the band's not as popular as they once were, and no one's interested in a mug that says Sticks and has a little picture of a shark on it.
No.
I would be interested in that mug.
Fans were confused by the shark drawing. They're like, I'm a big Sticks fan. I don't get the sharks. I won't buy this mug.
That's we had a lot of people saying specifically that. You'd shake the mug at me and they'd
even say, the members of the band Sticks came to take a tour of the aquarium and
they love sharks.
They love sharks.
Still,
but
not
they love,
interested
they love
in those
coffee.
Mugs.
But they do not love copyright infringement, and we were taken to court.
That's true. I had to pay a lot of water.
You pay everything in water.
As much as I can. As you know, I had to purchase the palace with money, which was a real setback for me.
But you had the money beforehand.
I had enough for the palace, but a lot of my investments are in water.
You might say, he's very liquid.
I am covered in glands.
The sacrifices we make for our art, gentlemen.
So, Allison and Ryan, did they get along?
Yes, they definitely got along. Now, not so much with the lawyer.
Oh, sorry, what was their name?
Fred...
Claus.
That's right. He changed his own last name to Claus.
He was always adding, so I'm sorry to interrupt.
To try and,
I love this story.
To try and sue the filmmakers for every penny, he said, if I can prove that my name's Fred Claus and the film's based on me, then perhaps I can really hit them where it hurts in their wallets.
And of course, he lost very decisively and had to come work for Bill.
That's why he's working for me and he's getting paid in water.
Never okay. complains, though.
Never complains. Does he seem resentful, though? In any way?
He doesn't speak English, so I don't know.
And he hated Mr. Sticks.
Okay.
That is true.
Why is that?
He had a peanut allergy, a very serious peanut allergy.
And he'd always say, let's get these out of this goddamn gift shop. I assumed he said that. He was shouting.
Well, you read the subtitles.
There's a lot of inflection. A lot of enunciation.
You know what?
Changes.
A lot of communication is nonverbal, and that's what I took away from what
Fred
was
saying.
He was holding
a giant sign that just said that.
That's what I meant, nonverbal, with a sign.
Right. So, we're all on board, right, guys?
Right. So, I don't think he was such a fan of Mr. Sticks opening the peanut packages.
And throwing the peanuts at Fred, yeah.
At Fred, no. At the glass often, they'd bounce off the glass. Fred would scream.
Well, we know peanuts.
My glands. And he'd clutch his throat. He'd hold up a sign that said, my glands.
Which, of course, bothered me very much because that is my thing. That is my thing. That is how
you and Fred had some tension.
There was a bit of tension. Much of it sexual, but both of us utterly incapable of performing any acts due to our glandular issues.
And because...
Don't even get me started about my white blood cell count.
I won't. I've heard that before. You brought it up in the interview.
Yes, I
by that interview, you mean that one meeting?
I should not have done that.
That was the interview.
So when you met, it was good to meet you. You've got moxie. Do you want to come have fish? And you talked about your white blood cell count.
Oh, I recall.
What a terrific summary, Griffin. The past is alive. It's so rich.
But I am not so rich. And no. I fear that I might have to liquidate, as you said.
I'm winking again.
Rapidly.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm afraid that the palace may have to shut down because...
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Not too many.
I cannot go back to the woods.
Go to a murder site.
Bill.
Why don't you legally change your name to Into the Woods and try and sue that film?
Because we saw what happened to Fred and his life is in ruins.
Yeah, you don't want to have to end up working for the movie Into the Woods.
I can't go backwards. I can't go backwards, Bill. I'm no longer welcome in the woods.
That's one of your issues is you can't walk back.
None of the animals, they've all lost respect for me. Said, oh, you're too good for us. You're in the shed now with the severed heads. You can't be hanging out with us chipmunks anymore.
Yes, how would you pay the rent in your shed without a job?
You know what? There's a lot of legalese.
Who is charging you rent? I thought you were just allowed to live there.
Every 2 weeks, a lumberjack appears, and he's got a big old axe, and he sticks his hand out, and I put a severed head in it, and he leaves, and I never see him again. It's a different one every time.
So you must be running low on severed heads.
You would think if you're not renewing them.
I pay in severed heads, of course.
Also, Bill helps out with the rent.
Bill, where are you getting all your severed heads?
Well, I only pay Dolores and severed heads. I know she needs it. Everyone else, of course, is paid in
you
water.
Ever have head stew?
No.
It's this guy named Stew. Stew Lansky.
Oh, yes. Never mind. I have had it. I have
had
it.
And I eat it raw. It was probably confusing that I mentioned the head stew.
You should have said Stew's head. I think that was where the confusion
yes, well, I have a third grade education, so again,
that's
this was
fair
not
enough. Fair enough.
My lexicon is very limited.
Okay, but you still are providing these severed heads, Bill. I'm wondering where you're getting these.
Anyone who doesn't purchase something from the gift shop on the way out is, of course, subject to the small Fred clause in the agreement that they signed when they got there. That indicates that if you don't buy something from the gift shop, your head will be promptly removed.
No, I think that's perfectly fair.
Even at the end when you say, well, you haven't bought anything, I'm going to behead you, they don't say, okay, fine, I'll buy something. They opt for the beheading.
Well, as I said, the mug selection is pretty minimal, so...
And at this point, the blade is already sharpened, so...
Yeah,
what are we to do? We've paid for the sharpening.
Hang on,
already.
Sorry, you also participate in beheading?
It's more of a pet project for me.
I mean, for a time I had an executioner before I realized Dolores was very anxious to do it herself every time.
I said, Bill, one day I walked into his office, I said, Bill, you've done wonders for me. You've changed my life. Oh, I'm eating raw fish now.
You're too kind.
Like some sort of a famous celebrity.
Like
and I said,
God.
Bill, I want to save you some money. You're paying 6 gallons of water to this executioner.
That's right.
I said, you cut that in half. You turn the water into a severed head. Let me keep the severed head.
That's you said. All I need is a severed head in return.
All I need is a severed head and 6 rolls of toilet paper a year.
And
you said,
I provide.
Make it 4 rolls. And I said, you got yourself a deal, Bill.
That's right, yes. 4 rolls is That's more reasonable, I thought.
Yes, so I'm terrible at negotiations, but I love to please.
So when you, I assume, Bill, you were the one who removed the body of Ryan from the tank?
No, that was Dolores.
Oh,
she
okay.
got in there. Well, she was in there anyway and saw him, and I tapped on the glass and said, "You wouldn't mind removing that body, would you? I suppose we're going to have the shutdown for a few days."
That's true, he did say that.
So you, of course, took Ryan out of the tank.
Of course. I took him out of the tank. I didn't know if you were handing the baton over to me for the rest of the story, but I took him out of the tank. I attempted to perform mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Once again, a very sensual lady.
Yes, it turns out I was blowing directly into his eye socket, which actually, it did not kill him, but because he was already dead, but I have swallowed his eyes.
It certainly didn't help.
It did not help. It did not help my digestive tract either. I am still waiting on our poor victim's eye to pass.
So I had to rush everyone out that day. I missed out on a lot of good heads. And so everyone was out.
Was Fred Claus there that day?
Fred Claus was... He wasn't in... No.
I don't remember.
I don't think he came into work that day. He works on a very loose schedule. He gave me a schedule on a sign once and showed it to me once, and I... began to look, and then he walked away, and I said, "Well, never seeing that again." So I don't know what days he has booked off. If he's there,
he comes and goes.
Yeah, if he's there, he'll work. But if he's not, he won't. And I don't think he was there that day.
So it sounds like he might have an alibi.
I think this was. I remember Ryan being quite upset because he wanted to change his name back. But Fred was absent.
Oh, they
and
got
I remember
into
him saying,
a heated argument.
I'm gonna give that Fred a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was through the glass, but I'm excellent at I can read lips because I can always tell if somebody's saying, "Dolores, would you like an M&M from the other side of the glass?"
So he was at the aquarium. Was this the same day that he was later found dead?
This would have been the day previous. I don't think Fred was there the day we found the body.
But Fred was there the day that...
Oh, they got into a heated debate over changing the name back.
See, I thought Fred wasn't there that day. That's
no,
why
I
couldn't
actually,
be done.
I recall seeing him in the morning, but I do believe that when I found Ryan's decomposing corpse in the water, I do believe I looked around for assistance, and Mr. Claus was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, not that day. No, he was there. He couldn't perform the name change, of course, though, because once you change your name, you can't go back.
If you change it to Black.
Yeah, Mr. Black, you can't go back.
That is very funny, Griffin.
You didn't give me one of your trademark laughs this time.
I started coughing up blood the last time, so I'm a little apprehensive.
What do you mean started? You've been doing that from the beginning.
Well, I was trying to create an air of mystique about myself in terms of the quantity of blood I've been emitting throughout this session.
In terms of, yeah, a bloody mist that's constantly
Yes, the room is
you.
More or less completely covered in frothy blood of mine.
So
and that same mist is often in the tank, which sometimes I've been meaning to mention to you makes it tough to see the animals.
And I've been meaning to mention to you that I'm very ill.
Oh, Bill, you didn't know. Oh, I'm so sorry you had to find out this way.
I had no idea.
Yes. I believe I've mentioned my glands.
Oh, that's right. And your white blood cells, which you mentioned
right.
in the interview.
It's a very unfortunate series of events. The Lemony Snicket books, the series was not at all based on my life, but I did once see
you
Lemony Snicket
them.
At the Sheik's palace.
No kidding.
Yes.
Where was I?
This was prior to it becoming Bill's Fishies Aquarium.
Oh,
this
right.
was when I was still
so I was still, a
I was still
long
under
jumper.
Under contract with the Sheik.
That's right.
Excellent. So this, I don't think this brings us any closer to figuring out what happened to Ryan.
Fred no, but it's it. Bringing back a lot of horrible memories from the palace.
So you think Fred did it?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Fred did it.
If he wasn't in the building when Ryan was found,
isn't that a little suspicious?
Well,
he was there in the morning.
Stephanie was probably in on it. They're all against me.
Oh, great! Another case wrapped up. It was just those guys. Wow, thank you, Bill. You did turn out to be a huge help right there.
Are we going to be receiving some type of award from the community?
Bill will be.
Bill will be.
You will be relegated to the woods.
Oh, my God.
I have nothing left.
You've got a bunch of awards now.
Multiple.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill.
I know I'm not chanting. I'm not able to chant because of my glands. But Bill, please do not send me back to the woods. I can't go back there with Stephanie and Morty.
Oh, it's not Bill sending you. It's me.
Oh, okay. Griffin, that's fine.
If you ever change your mind, Griffin, and want to unbanish him, allow
her.
Her.
It's completely up to you, Griffin. No pressure. It's your prerogative.
First of all, I want to say it's very impressive that that is the first time that's happened this episode.
Well, she is one of my employees, and I should be used to that by now. I was going to say that I'll have to sell the palace, but I think have enough water to purchase maybe a Subway sandwich or something if you wanted a job. Ugh, there.
That is disgusting. I refuse to eat Subway. You know,
I'm not a
Rockefeller. I'm not a Roosevelt. I'm not a...
You're a Bin Laden.
I'm not a Gomez, a Selena Gomez. I eat fish from the sea. I eat fish from the toilet. But I'm not going to eat a Subway sandwich. Are you crazy?
I'm only offering you a position to work there. You'd be paid in money.
And I would be performing the executions directly.
You can still live in your shed.
I can still live in my... Is that okay with Griffin?
Of course, if people come and don't buy a sub, they will be executed.
That's an excellent policy.
Instead of the woods, I will banish you to Subway.
Oh, my God. I've got a lot to think about here.
And don't we all? I want to thank Tom Schenk for his mixer. I think this episode... You can really hear how valuable Tom is when he is here to do our sound instead of me. I want to thank Under the Sun for doing our theme song. I'm just wondering what you like to do in your spare time, Dolores, because it sounds like you're not always hunting for fish. Do you ever like checking out shows or anything?
I am always checking out shows.
Around the city?
Around the city, underneath the city, everywhere. If there's a show and you tell me about it, I will go there. If they have peanut M&Ms, I will dance for them. I will sing for them. I will do just about anything for that sweet candy chocolate in my mouth.
Matt Melnick's a great comedian. I think you should check him out. He's probably on Twitter. He's got some shows.
He's very handsome. He's very handsome. And he's very sexually active. That's what I've heard, but in a cool way.
And we also want to encourage you guys to check out a web series called DriveGet. You can find it on Facebook or YouTube or something. It might be out when this episode comes out, or it might be out soon.
Check it out, folks.
Episode 2 has the aforementioned Matt Melnick.
Ooh, I'm enticed.
This podcast has been made possible in collaboration with the Waveforum Podcasting Network. If you liked this show, you can let us know by following us on Twitter, @Waveforum, and you can also like us on Facebook and let us know in the comments. You can apply for a show of your very own on our contacts page on our website. We're always looking for people who've got something to say and who want to join the Waveforum forces. Executive producer of Waveforum is Katie Lohr, and you can also find out more about our hosts through our website under shows. This is Waveforum.